Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Luke chapter 15, verses 1 through 10, "Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. The Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after them which are lost until he find it? When he hath found it, he layeth on his shoulders, rejoicing. When he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Either, what woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth." Now let me remind you, a parable is just an illustration. It's symmetrical with the truth. The story is not the issue, the truth is the issue. And here in Luke 15, verses 1 through 10, God uses two illustrations for the same truth. Let me give it to you very quickly. Jesus proposes a question. He says, "Which of you that has 100 sheep, if you lose one of them, you don't leave the 99 safe in the wilderness to go find the lost one? Do you not look for it until you find the lost one? And when you find it, you carry it on your shoulders back to the fold? And when you get back home after finding it, don't you rejoice and celebrate?" Jesus then says, "If a lady has 10 pieces of silver and loses one piece, does she not search until she finds it? When she finally does find it, doesn't she call her friends and neighbors together to rejoice with her that she found it?" I'm not sure this piece of silver is a coin. It may have been a part of a tea or silverware set, but it matters not. It was a piece of silver. Jesus gives us these two illustrations for a very wonderful truth that I want to share with you today. In verse 7, in verse 10, both of these stories hold the truth of the parable. God says that it brings joy in heaven when something that is lost comes back being found. Now, I don't think it's wrong to preach either of these as somebody getting saved, but I'm not sure that that's really the primary teaching. I believe this is talking about people who are saved who wander away. You see, they're lost from the church. They're lost from the family. And they're brought back into it in good standing. You see, God refers to the Christian as sheep. The shepherd didn't find somebody else's sheep. He found his own. The lady wasn't looking for somebody else's piece of silver. She was looking for her own. Let me give you a few thoughts today. Number one, religious men, the Pharisees, the scribes, wanted fellow man to be all or nothing. Religion wants a perfect museum quality piece in fellow man. They believe that's how you get to heaven. Man wants to display things with no flaws. Man wants to elevate the quality of his own righteousness over others. That's what Romans 10:3 and Ephesians 2:8 and 9 are all about. You cannot have personal righteousness without first having imputed righteousness, because all of our righteousness is as sinful rags and filthy rags. We should not be like the Pharisees and the scribes and expect mature museum quality out of every person that comes to church. How about we understand what Jesus said by wanting the broken and the strays? Church is supposed to be a hospital, not a museum. Church is a place for people to come get help, not come because they're perfect. Number two, Jesus wants us to rejoice when the lost straggler is found. The Pharisees wanted to kick them down and kick those out who wandered away. Jesus said, rejoice in the finding of the backslidden. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Isaiah 53:6, all we like sheep have gone astray. Psalm 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd. How dare we act like a Pharisee and not welcome somebody back who's been away? Instead of getting snarky with people, how about we put our hand out and say, it sure is good to see you. How about we lend them a hand up, not kick them to the curb? Make it enjoyable for people to come back, not a shame. Number three, maybe most importantly, God in heaven is happy when a stray or lost sheep one is found. You see, in verse number 7, God makes a very pungent statement. He says, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Same in verse number 10. Likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. You know what? Just because you're saved doesn't mean you're not a sinner. God is pleased when someone who is captured by the roaring lion and the ravenous wolves escapes that and comes back to the fold. I don't know how else to explain this. God is more happy than any parent who's had a wayward child when that wayward child comes back to fellowship. Oh, I understand it. I've been there. And I remember how pleased I was, though bruised and broken and bloody a bit. Yeah, they were, but they were still salvageable. That was still my child. And that's how God feels. God wants us more prosperous and more happy than we want for ourselves. Now, personally, I have been there. Why is it that we in churches, we Christians, think we have a right to look down on anybody? We're all sinners. Sometimes we don't understand Psalm 23. It says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. That stray sheep, he sometimes has to go after him and break a leg and put him around his shoulders and carry him back and put that leg back together. And that broken leg, though he had to wound him, though he had to hurt him, was an act of protection, not correction. That lamb would have to stay in the fold for protection then. Less apt to wander away. God loves us enough to do that. By the way, what a wonderful truth. Our God loves us so much that he wants us back. He never rejects someone who wants to come back into the fold, and neither should we. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.